You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At least I am. I don't know when he's going to be ready, but I'm guessing he's going to be ready relatively early. Total guess.
But if he's not... How do you feel? That's exactly where I was going to go. How do you feel? Especially Nick Chubb looks pretty solid in this game. But how do you feel if Joe Mixon isn't ready to go? Because, again, you would hope to maybe get some clarity, and you still have a couple of weeks to the start of the season there in Inglewood. But if not, like, how do you feel about what the running back room is looking like?
I mean, you're clearly not as well, not as good. But I do have confidence in Chubb. Beyond that, I think Dare Ogunbowale is going to be what he has been, and that is, Ogunbowale's on the field. He's either going to pass block or go catch a pass. Not necessarily a real, although he's gotten more carries, you know, this preseason. And then beyond that, hey, come on down, Woody Marks. You know, that big game that he had Saturday could be crucial, you know, for what they try to do early in the season.
I see you on the YouTube page, Scott, saying that Nick Caserio doesn't want the Rams to know. I don't think Nick Caserio actually operates in that way, because one of the things he was asked about was the Matt Stafford thing. Is he practiced yesterday? However, I don't know what that is actually going to say. Jimmy Garoppolo has yet to play in a preseason game, which feels like treating him with the care that you would of a starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that there's a lot more concern about Matt Stafford playing over there than we were being led on, but when asked about that, Nick Caserio was basically like, no, it doesn't matter whether or not we believe what's happening there. We're going to prepare as if everybody's there. And I think that Nick Caserio would also believe that of the Rams, that they're going to prepare if Joe Mixon is there and if Joe Mixon isn't. So I don't know that he'd be playing that game. I think sincerely, we're in a place where Joe Mixon is where he is. And whether or not he is ready to play is still to be determined as we go along the next few weeks.
Yeah, and of course, the entire NFL knows who's all on these lists. It's not a secret. It's out there for everybody. And so I think the Rams are in the same place as the Texans with Stafford. You're going to assume he's going to play, but keep an eye on those lists and practices.
But yeah, I'm so intrigued because, it's kind of simmering there. And I think I got a little bit more comfortable with the idea of Nick Chubb having to carry a decent amount of load. And especially Woody Marks helps a lot, him showing that not only is he capable of running the ball, which he did in this past preseason game, but the preseason game before, feels like he's good to, you know, pass protect. That feels like you could run him out there for, you know, the fullness of three downs in a four down set. Mm-hmm. And he can handle all of those, as opposed to when we came in where we weren't sure of that. So I think that those give you a little bit more assurance if Joe Mixon isn't ready. Another guy, though, who is the kind of wild card in this running back room remains Dameon Pierce, who got out there today. This is Nick Caserio talking about how you assess Dameon Pierce in such a competitive room this year.
you're really trying to look at everything comprehensively. So, I mean, a player's history, that's a part of it. Also, you're focused on the present time, like what have they done, you know, currently in a present year. So I'd say DP is, he practiced last week, certainly made some progress, probably going to practice this week, whether or not we play him in the game or not. You know, we'll see how that goes and then try to make a decision. I mean, sometimes those are the players in situations where you have to figure out, all right, you have to put the whole picture together, not maybe make a decision based on something isolated. So, I mean, it'll be part of the discourse and dialogue here as we go. But Damian has shown that he's a good football player. He's helped us win football games. So what does that look like when it comes to the end? You know, that's part of the puzzle as we piece this all together.
Damian Pierce is just up against it. If he plays Saturday, he is on the bubble big time.
I'm willing to rock with Nick Caserio on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I don't get how you go, we're not sure if we're going to play him in the game or not, which I'm sure is fair. Like there might be, you know, health considerations, whatever. I don't know how you get there and then on the other side say, we're not going to judge him on just one thing. Mm-hmm. If you don't play him in the game, you're just judging him on what you've seen in practice, are you not? Like that is doing what you're saying. That's doing what you're saying you're not going to do. Like he has to get all of the reps that are possible as soon as he's healthy. And it seems like now is that time, right?
Yeah. Look, he probably wants to play on Saturday to be able to show something, and certainly wants to play in the joint practice. But if he does play Saturday, they are waffling in terms of what, you know, what position he has on this squad. But you're right. I think they're basing a lot of it on they like Damian Pierce, D'Amico especially, and what he's done in the past. But what he's done in the past in under this regime has not been a lot, you know.
Yeah,
and he hasn't practiced a lot.
And it's tough because you wouldn't want to like let a guy go just because he hasn't practiced, but it's especially in a competitive room like this right now. Mm-hmm. He has to be the odd man out right now, right?
Has to be. He has to be, and a lot of it depends on Joe Mixon.
And I feel bad that we're in this place again because we were doing this last year, but the circumstances align in such a way where it's really, really uncomfortable. And I know that people go, well, you know, if Joe Mixon is starting injured, wherever that might give him a burn, you still have to get Joe Mixon on that 53. Like, yes, that cut down is still going to happen. Now, maybe they do some wink, wink, nod, nod things that ultimately get him back, but it still feels like ultimately there's bodies that you have to account for that are going to make it tough for Damian Pierce if we're not seeing him out there and delivering in this system that the way that you want him to.
Nick Chubb, this is assuming no Joe Mixon on week one. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, Dari Ogunbowale. There's three for sure. Juwan Jordan is here for a reason, has played pretty well. And then Damian Pierce still has to show something. It's going to be a little dicey.
All right, so assuming you're counting Jakob Johnson in like the tight end numbers or whatever, it's more just about grouping and less about like what that actually means. But if you're going running back wise, how many do you think you keep?
Well, obviously special teams comes into play.
Right.
So
Damian Pierce, interesting.
Dare and Damian. But Damian is a one-trick pony in special teams. He's a returner.
That was exactly the point I was going to make.
Yeah.
That's
an important one.
But you've got some return guys. You've got some guys that you feel comfortable getting out there returning right now. I don't know that he gets a check mark on his pro con list because of that.
Yeah.
And so I think that also makes it really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because the positions and the roles are falling into place before he's even gotten an opportunity to jump in here.
And as you mentioned, Joe Mixon is on the 53 one way or another. And then Chubb, that's two. Marks, three. Dare, four.
You carrying five? And if you're carrying five, is Juwan Jordan, has he not done, especially as he continues to bust off good runs, he might have the most explosive runs of any of the running backs who have actually gotten time in training camp to this point.
Yeah, he might. Woody Marks did a lot for himself in the game and has been okay. We'll see. I mean, Damian Pierce is certainly in a place right now where he's got a lot to prove.
He sure does. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot that he talked, that Nick Caserio talked about. Real quick, I do want to talk about this. John Mechie, obviously he was traded yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I did find what Caserio said about the way that the John Mechie deal came together to be interesting. What made wide receiver John Mechie the logical player to trade at this point in that wide receiver room, Nick?
Yeah, there's never one particular factor that, you know, forces you to make a decision. I would say that position is probably as deep as any position on the team. You're going to end up keeping however many receivers you're going to keep. And as it pertains to Metch, I mean, D'Amico was asked about it yesterday. I mean, I feel the same way that D'Amico does. I mean, love everything about John. Everybody knows his story, what he's been through to get to this point. He's a good football player. He's meant a lot to this program. He's done a lot for this program. And I think in that particular situation, it's a good opportunity for him in Philadelphia where he probably has a chance to maybe have a bigger role than he potentially could have had here, just given our depth currently on the roster. Now, could that change in the blink of an eye? For sure. So there's a calculus that goes into it. I'd say that was a situation where Howie and I had some discussions and then we were able to come to a resolution. And I think we've done, I don't know, 7 or 8 trades with Philadelphia. I think Howie and I mean, I respect the way Howie goes about his business, and I think there's a mutual respect and understanding there. Honestly, giving him a chance to go to a situation where he has a pretty good opportunity, you know, we felt like it was the right thing by John as well. And just given, you know, our situation, I mean, could he have helped us? Yeah, absolutely. He has helped us over the course of his career. But I mean, these are decisions that we all have, that we have to make. And, you know, we make the decision that we feel is best for the team and we kind of keep moving forward.
I think Metchie has to be thrilled. You know, obviously you hate to get traded if you, you know, by the team that drafted you, and I'm sure you would have wanted to do more here and been able to be available more here. There were obviously some pretty significant extenuating circumstances, but in terms of opportunity, he's got to be thrilled that he's going to Philadelphia.
100%.
Yeah.
I did find it interesting him mentioning the number of deals that they've done with Howie, Howie Roseman, the executive that is over there for personnel with the Eagles, and believe it or not, that response was actually trimmed for time. Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff that was trimmed was him kind of establishing the ways in which, you know, they're scouting all these different, you know, all these different training camps to see what's happening there. And I just to paraphrase, it did seem like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you also listened to this live. It did sound like he had said, like, you know, we'll listen to everything, as if to imply that the Eagles started up conversations on this particular trade as opposed to the Texans looking for a home for Metchie.
Yes, I did. And stay tuned Thursday when we get to buy or sell.
Does that, but okay, and yeah. I'm excited for that. I am excited for that. Does that feel notable at all to you that this maybe, if rather, this did come about where Howie Roseman was like, hey, let me get Metchie, as opposed to we're doing the math on these numbers and Metchie might not make it, so let's find a place to get some value?
I think somebody has to pick up the phone first. And I think they have a very good relationship. He mentioned the number of calls that they made. But it is, I mean, Metchie would be one that they have not just talked to Philadelphia about. I'll put it that way. I can almost guarantee you there were a number of teams that they were either reaching out to or heard from.
Yeah. So shout out to the fellas of Payne and Pendergast having Nick Caserio on. You can catch that in full on the Odyssey app, the Payne and Pendergast podcast. We'll revisit some of that. There was a lot of things that Caserio had where he talked about in that conversation. So I did appreciate that. Somebody said Metchie will get one practice in 70 to 80 degrees and he'll be fine. Quite possibly. It'll be frustrating, but I also think that, actually, I do wonder, and this is just for my own personal situations, do you guys feel like if Metchie goes out there and plays really well with the Eagles, do you feel like you'd be disappointed, or are you just in a place where that probably was not going to happen here? Because I feel like we're probably in that place with Kenyon Green where, it just wasn't going to happen here. Are you in the same spot with Metchie?
I'm kind of in that spot where it wasn't going to happen here. They drafted two receivers. It's just, to me, I just didn't see, unless he balled crazy in training camp, I just didn't see a way where he would make this squad, like, or have a chance on this squad to make plays.
To me, the answer is yes and yes. I would feel a little bit like, damn. Because we all know what at Alabama. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that dude was...
It was too little too late, man.
So I would have a little bit of a dang, you know, that could have been here, but also it wasn't going to happen here.
Yeah.
I think that both answers are yes.
Yeah, we might return to that as we continue here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Normally, I'm not like, oh, I got to see that when it's like a reunion type performance on an old show or something. Some of them are more interesting than others, but I was really disappointed. I totally missed it. I've seen just a couple of clips. I was so looking forward to seeing Rich Eisen on SportsCenter again, and I don't really watch SportsCenter a lot anymore, other than maybe after a game or something, whatever tournament time, stuff like that. I totally forgot about Rich Eisen, and it makes me feel even worse because apparently it was a pretty damn impressive show.
Buddy.
Yeah. Did you watch it, Figgy?
I didn't watch it. I totally forgot.
I was trying to make an appointment, and I didn't do it.
I watched it, and as someone who was not like a SportsCenter kid when I was a kid, mm-hmm. you know, I picked it up a little bit later. I watched it and I was like, oh, okay, I feel the difference. Mm-hmm. One, Rich Eisen is so good at this. Like, yeah. Last time he did it was 2003. Mm-hmm. He jumped. And of course, like, he's done NFL Network, so he's done a lot of TV things and things that I imagine are somewhat similar. But actually doing SportsCenter again, he jumped in, he started doing the recaps, and I was, you know, like the highlights, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, this feels
smooth, man.
Incredible. It was a great hour of programming. I mean, you see the difference in where ESPN has been, at the very least with the SportsCenter mm-hmm. Franchise, and where it is now. And you're like, oh, this is night and day. There's a reason.
That's what I was going to ask.
It's clear.
Did it make it very clear, like, how good it used to be and how bad it is now?
Real clear.
Yeah.
Real clear. And, I mean, just with the personality that jumps out. I mentioned the highlights. The mm-hmm. personality that jumps out with the highlights. With all due respect to the number of people who are SportsCenter anchors now, it doesn't come around. It doesn't come across the same way. Mm-hmm. You don't have the same larger-than-life personalities that imbue the, you know, your favorite sports with a different level of energy and excitement. And some of that is just ESPN, I imagine, not developing their talent and maybe not putting as much effort into finding talent there. They're putting talent on talk shows and stuff as opposed to putting it on SportsCenter. But it does harken back to a time when they did mm-hmm. make sure that the talent was there.
That was the show. Eyes.
Yeah, you wanted to see those anchors.
That was like, I am going to watch SportsCenter tonight with whomever it might have been. And they had
Lisa Cohn.
They had an assortment.
Yeah. You want to see
It was like that. That's why I wanted to watch it to kind of see if that was the vibe. Dude. And then there was also a good tribute, apparently, to
incredible
Stuart
tribute.
Scott. Yeah.
In some of his highlights, he used some of the Stuart Scott-isms, but then also just set aside, I think, 2.5 minutes to talk about Stuart. And they played some of the old This Is SportsCenter commercials with Stuart and Rich.
Oh, nice.
No, it was a great hour. If you like nostalgia, if you kind of lament what ESPN was at one time, that'll give you a little hit of nostalgia that you wanted. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was literally on the phone texting with one of my friends who was giddy about it. And I was just as giddy with him.
Yeah.
So I spent a couple hours yesterday just
fantasy football, even though you're not playing.
Wasting time. So yes, that. But then also, just going back through Twitter, random tweets. I was looking for something in particular, which, mind you, I did not find. Mm-hmm. But it got me searching for all sorts of things. And I found a take that a friend of mine gave that, as I think about it, he's probably right. But I've been trying so hard for him to not be right, which is, if you were on a desert island and you could only watch one show, what would you watch? And he has an answer that he says, this is the only right answer. And
I hate when people do that.
But I think he might be right.
And I've done it.
And the answer is The Simpsons.
Because of different episodes?
A lot of different episodes. Mm-hmm. There's fun. There's a little serious in there. It takes you a lot of different places. And I was like, is there another answer?
There is. Because mine is very similar.
Like, don't give me a prestige TV. And you know how much I love prestige TV.
God, I love
The
question.
Wire. But those are not going to hit you anytime with every, they're not just going to be a comfort show at some times and then stimulate you mentally at different times. The Simpsons will.
I think there's two very similar to The Simpsons that would give you entertainment, but also keep you up to date in what's happening in the world. Family Guy.
I think The Simpsons.
South Park.
Craps all over Family Guy.
No, but like they
I think Family Guy is a lesser version
Family
of
Guy
The Simpsons.
Is awesome. Family Guy, and it also keeps you up to date in like what's, because it always stays up to date with current affairs. You know what I mean? And so you kind of know what's happening in the world and also be entertained. I like Family Guy. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you like it. I think somebody said Simpsons gives you 34 years of options.
That's 100%. The thing that it has going for it.
And, I mean, there's not many shows that have a stronger, like, 9-year run than the first 9 years of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up to this day. I mean, obviously the animation style a little bit different.
Yeah.
But does hold up. I really was trying to be like, all right, can I get to SpongeBob has a lot of quotables, but I don't think you get the current events thing that you were talking about. That happens with The Simpsons.
I think it's underrated with the quotables, by the way.
SpongeBob? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So bringing this back to sports, I think it was the Buffalo Bills had one of their defensive linemen. It wasn't Greg Rousseau, because Greg Rousseau was being shown at various points, but they had one of their defensive linemen that was mic'd up, and they literally put together one of those mic'd up clips of like a minute or two of just them quoting The Simpsons on the practice field. Somebody said South Park kills both. I am not sure.
I like
that.
South Park.
I understand.
Park. I like South. Both of mine would be either Family Guy or South Park.
South Park is very. Yeah. South Park hits for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think The Simpsons has a wider berth, but I could be wrong. Let me know how you feel about that. But yeah, that one really got me thinking as I was procrastinating for a couple hours yesterday.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I gotta confess, I think I've been using this, lie or small talk lie way too much. And I did it when we was tailgating. So somebody was came up to me, "Hey, Figgy, how you doing? Hey, here's my daughter. Here's my daughter so-and-so."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Hey, what's going on? Yeah, your mom talk about you all the time."
Oh, God.
You sounded like somebody's uncle, person. Huh?
Yeah. I heard so much. She talks about you all the time. I heard so much about you. And she was like, "Really?"
And
she
you
was
didn't all blushing. Damn thing.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was she was talking about the daughter all the time or a son.
Yeah. Or the dog.
Yeah. But I think I do that all the time. And it almost got me in trouble one time.
Really? All right. Story time.
Yeah. So this was back when I was working. At the radio station up in Cleveland, we had some type of event downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hosts for the morning show, for the music station morning show, he showed up and he had his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, "Yeah, that's my wife right there." And he was just going on. And I was like, "Hey, I was happy because I heard a couple stories about her, but not that many. But I was like, "Hey, how you doing?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Yeah, he talks about you all the time." She was like, "Really?" She looked legit. She was like, "Real?" To the point, I'm like, "I don't even know if they're together for real." They might not be together. But she was just really confused, like, "Really?"
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah." So after a while, I thought about that. I'm like, "Man, I don't know if they're together."
That's hilarious.
And then the more I start listening to them, I'm like,
"They're not together."
Yeah, maybe they just together for the kid or something.
Can I steal the next confession?
Because
I think it's tied
ahead.
to yours. So, obviously, the Texans hosted the Panthers for the preseason game on Saturday. And you talked about like feeling like somebody's uncle or something. I very much had that moment in my head because one of the Panthers' draft picks, Princely Unami Mielen, I think I got that right. I might have gotten it wrong. But I actually used to go to church with him.
Oh, really?
When he was young, maybe when he was like 10 in the Austin area. And I was like, that kind of makes me want to go down to locker room and go say
hello. You should. Absolutely.
But I was like, I don't know if you remember me. And I don't want to be that guy that goes up to the kid, "Hey, you remember me? Remember me when you were younger? Yeah. You remember me?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't want to be like somebody's uncle." So I didn't. But for a moment in the press box, I was like, "I should go say hello." And I was like, there's no way he remembers.
You should have, man.
I wish you had.
That was your one opportunity to do it, man.
That's one of those few things where it is something of a risk, but you got to take it.
Because
you absolutely got to take it.
There's no fallback, mind you. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody else in that Panthers locker room.
Yeah.
I would just be going to say hello to him. And if he's like, "Okay, who is this guy?"
Yeah.
Then I'm just standing in the Panthers locker room looking crazy.
Yeah. Now, it kind of get like that, too, especially if you meet a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's localize that you're meeting a Houston celebrity around here. Mm-hmm. Let's say you meet Bun B.
Yeah.
And you have a good conversation with him. And then months later, you see him, "Hey, what's up? You remember?" And he's like, "Yeah. He don't remember you."
Yeah. No, a lot of times they don't.
I felt like that with Paul Wall because I met Paul Wall a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was the last time I think I ran into him. And he actually remembered me. He was like, what's up, Fig? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. You remember me. I didn't want to do the whole, hey, remember me? I met, yeah. We was at the Houston Sports Awards at one time. And
yeah.
I didn't want to do all that, but I felt better that he actually called me out by name.
We've all done that a little bit, and you always kind of get the vibe of, is he lying? Is he just saying he remembers me? You know that. But I bet you they would have, and you should have taken that.
Yeah,
that
you should have went, man.
Taking that risk.
Too late. I wouldn't do that. Somebody says 713. I feel like that when I see any of y'all in public. I don't want to speak for them. For me, if you see me in public, come say what's up.
Yeah,
that makes my day every time.
It always does. Always does. All right. So today, 1 year ago today, the year was 2024.
That is how years work.
Okay. What was we doing one year ago today?
One Reginald Atitoula came in and joined this show. Yada,
it's
yada,
been downhill
yada,
ever since.
Yada, yada, yada. We've been nominated for a Marconi.
Yeah, there's a lot of happening in the yada, yada, yada that I don't think we're skipping.
Blase, skip.
but this is my confession. Figgy, I want to get your opinion on this. I think, and this is, you know, I think Reggie has really evolved in terms of things that he's willing to share about himself in the last year. Remember the first month or two? He'd be like, you know, I don't know if I should say, you know, not in a bad way. He was a very straightforward, you know, sports.
Get nuts, back to sports, guys.
Nuts and bolts, stats, numbers. And this is not to pat on ourselves on the back. I think the station has helped him. Would you agree with that? Like, this is a different dude now.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Yeah. I think Reggie, at certain points, he's still a little tight where he's like, man.
No, we're working on it.
Yeah, but no,
can't know too much.
By the way, for the mixtape, I got the first segment.
Oh really?
I'm going to play the very first segment, how we started the show 1 year ago today. And I just want to, I ain't going to ask Reggie because I know he going to hate it.
Yeah.
But I want me and John to actually grade it. Just kind of.
But that'll
see
be a good litmus test. Like for about several
months. Why is
months,
Tyler excited about that? Oh my God.
For several months, it was like, and I would actually have, you know, pull the curtain back. I would have discussions, you know, with Reggie. In fact, one day I remember telling him, dude, talk to me on the air the way you talk to me off the air. Because you can really be transparent. You can really, you know, let your personality shine if you just talk to me on the air like you do off the air. And I thought, you know what really gave me this confession? Would there have been any scenario over the first, let's say, 2 or 3 months of our show in which Reggie would have brought smelling salts into the show and said, hey, let's have some fun? I would have been like, who are you? But nah. He's evolving.
Yeah. By the way, how are your sinuses right now?
Actually, they're clean as a whistle.
You're welcome. So that means we might need to do that again then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Those are our confessions here on a Tuesday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, a couple of things. Let's get to college football on a Tuesday. Yes, college football on a Tuesday, because coming this weekend, we got college football games. So we're going to get you ready for that. But then also, a University of Houston ticket giveaway, 4 tickets to the UH Stephen F. Austin game on the 28th will be on the line. So you want to keep it locked, and we'll do that next. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to some college football on a Tuesday. It's been a minute since we've had an opportunity to do this. College football season, we are on the heels of it. I'm so excited, especially because my team gets to be front and center on
Iowa
week zero.
State, right?
K-State versus Iowa State.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make
you're
sure.
You're playing Iowa State.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, man,
your school,
Texas, right? You went to Texas, right? Is that the?
God almighty.
Lopez down with Texas.
Yeah, no, but yeah, big time week when it comes to at least the Ireland game that they have every year. But yeah, wanted to get going with some college football on a Tuesday. Make sure to keep it locked, though, because at the end of this segment, we will be giving away a 4-pass of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars go ahead and get their season going with Stephen F. Austin on August 28th. So keep it locked. But first and foremost, there's a few things that I wanted to get to in a college football on a Tuesday, including, did you see that the Big Ten is doing?
Mm-hmm.
College football playoff expansion has been a constant conversation, and the Big Ten is taking it to a whole new level, apparently having a conversation to see if maybe, just maybe, they can expand. They would facilitate an expansion to 24 or 28 teams for a college football playoff.
I say this all the time, every time this comes up, it is happening. It will happen. There will be either one or two conferences, probably two. You know, really already there's basically four, right? And that's it.
The Power Four conferences.
The Power Four. I think it's just going to become an AFC and NFC thing.
My thing about this, though, because again, people have tried to push the, what is it now, 12 team playoff further,
mm-hmm.
and 24 to 20, 28, just how long are you planning on playing playoff football is the question I have to ask.
Well, but it's going to be like the AFC and NFC split up, and then you play each other, and then you go on to the playoff or just go via rankings or whatever it might be. It's not necessarily – none of us are accustomed to it. Trust me less than anyone because I grew up and went to college when there was, 10 or 12 legitimate college football conferences of like six teams, or eight teams or whatever. So I'm not used to it, but it's where it's coming, and I actually kind of like it.
I think I'm going to be curmudgeonly about this. However, look, we're not actually in that end game yet. I just found it interesting that this is the Big Ten – operating on their own volition to kind of have these conversations, and they haven't even brought it to the rest of the Power Four mm-hmm. conferences. So you have individual conferences plotting on the ways to make this happen. And so I think to your point, it does feel like there are many different actors in this in the arena here that want to get to that place where they expand the playoff. Eventually, it just takes the right organization to do it.
I'm just excited about talking college football again.
And let's talk about it in this way. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. One of them being that the Associated Press, who obviously does the rankings up until the College Football Playoff Committee starts their rankings late in the season. What is that, like October when they start putting their rank? Or is it?
I think it's October.
Yeah, it's October.
Yeah.
Up until that point, we're all rolling off of the AP's top 25. And also, the All-American list that the AP puts together is a big-time accolade for college football players. Well, a lot of different places have been doing, especially in 2025, a quarter century since the turn of the millennium, have been doing like lists that that hearken to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the AP seemingly did something kind of about that in putting together their all-time All-American team list. So I kind of wanted to throw some things out to you and see if any of these hit you where you lived. With the offense, the quarterback of the All-American team offense being Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Here's why.
So disagree?
I think he's definitely on the. I mean, as a college football quarterback,
you think he is? You think he's the answer? Because I actually disagree with this one.
I do too, and that's why when I saw this list, it's as if they said, "Well, we got to have some old school guys here." So they went into the 50s and 60s and plucked a couple of players.
Shout out to Chuck Bednarik, who is the center from the 47-48 Penn teams.
Lord. Yeah, and then so they either. Just I want to get some of these names, but because they're like, we got to have some old guys. Let's do some research. Let's see what AI tells us.
I mean, we do have awards named after Chuck Bednarik, right?
Yeah, so yes.
I think that might be fair.
But here's what they did. They went into the 50s and 60s and then the 90s and 2000s. They like skipped four or five decades in the middle because there are players in the 70s and 80s that I can tell you deserve to be on this list.
Well, I mean, Dave Remington got his honors, Keith Jackson in here as well.
Yeah, that was late 80s.
A little bit of Bruce Smith in here, know what I mean? Like, they puts but those are second team guys that we're talking about here. No, it's fair.
Yeah.
Like, the second team offense has a John Smith from Notre Dame. Do you know who this gentleman is?
I don't remember John.
Of course you don't, because he played in 1927.
Okay, I don't remember John.
That generic-ass name.
That's right.
John Smith.
No, yeah. But... the big thing that I saw that kind of threw me off, but outside of Martin Gramatica, shout out to the Kansas State legend, being the second team kicker, was your quarterbacks are Tim Tebow on the first team and Vince Young on the second team. And I'm like, how in the hell Cam Newton not one of these quarterbacks?
Cam Newton is this exact name I was coming up with. Cam Newton basically went there, won him a national championship, and left. Won at least two, more than likely, like completely on his shoulders, come from behind wins. And Auburn had never really done a whole lot since the Bo Jackson era, and they didn't win a national championship there with Bo Jackson his last year. So I am 100% with you that Cam Newton should be it.
All right, so the remainder of the skill players offensively for the first team, Barry Sanders and Herschel Walker hold down your running back core. I don't think there's going to be very much complaints about that unless you are you looking
no,
at
no, those are one, my two.
A couple of USC running backs Gale or anything
Sayers.
Like that.
Although I know he's a Kansas guy.
Yeah.
Gale Sayers would have been my other choice.
I won't hold that against him in this instance.
Yeah. To me, he was and then you can go into, the Earl Campbells of the world and the Marcus Duprees. If you're just talking about 1 year, Joe Washington at Oklahoma, those would be the guys at running back that I would put up there.
Wide receivers. And this gets interesting because I think these guys both showed out at a high level at the pro level. I do wonder if that factored in a little bit. Randy Moss from Marshall in 97. Mm-hmm. Larry Fitzgerald from Pittsburgh in 03.
Jerry Rice, anyone?
You know what I mean?
Jerry Rice.
College then puts this in an interesting space because there were some dudes that were great in college that ultimately didn't materialize in the NFL, and I do wonder if they kind of leaned a little
just
bit too far
that way.
Just
look at Jerry Rice's college numbers. Just his
Shout out to Mississippi Valley State.
Yes. Just his college numbers, probably Randy Moss and Larry Fitzgerald, their final year combined, wouldn't stack up with him.
So, yeah, I thought that they missed some in some of these places, and I think they might have leaned a little bit too much on guys that did well in the NFL. But one where I vividly remember, I have the benefit of, like, obviously being relatively young, but I can vividly remember this dude was an all-world type player that I was happy to see on here. Although he comes in on the, it was the first team defense. Defensive tackle, Ndamukong Suh, Nebraska. I remember him is there a player for you like that that was like, I remember him being a world beater and I'm glad, or he should absolutely be on here.
Orlando Pace.
And Orlando Pace is indeed
Ohio State. Linemen. I've talked about it on this show. I've never seen an offensive tackle dominate a game. Like to the point where your eyes are drawn to the tackle. Like, look at this guy just throw guys around like ragdolls. He's an OH guy.
There it is.
And I remember covering him. I'm like, this guy is. It was like he was just grabbing him and saying, okay, get rid of you.
Yeah, we should not make these.
Get rid of you. Come on, run this way. You know, it's like.
A couple more things as we go on through college football on a Tuesday. Mentioning Cam Newton, Auburn is retiring Cam Newton's number, that number two that he wore at Auburn with that fateful season. And the only question I had is, what took y'all so long?
I thought it was.
What took you so long?
That could have been a confession. I thought it was retired.
Yeah. I'm just, that year is still phenomenal to me. It's mm-hmm. insane that he's not on the AP All-American all-time list because that team literally, he took a team that was not good the year before and was not good the year after, and he carried a whole bunch of dudes that did not make the NFL to a national championship handily. It was very clear they were going to win the national championship all damn year long. And that's with respect to Vince Young, who won the greatest the national championship in my lifetime, I think. But even with all of that, I don't think that he was doing it nearly the same that Cam Newton just literally
Cam Newton is the answer. By the way, Jerry Rice's final two seasons.
Oh, yes.
Two seasons at Mississippi Valley State. 205 catches, 3,108 yards.
Goodness gracious.
3,100 yards in two seasons.
It's truly, really and truly unfair. A couple more things. All right. I want you to rate the petty here on these two different this one is just the petty here. The Big 12 has decided that they will issue two warnings before they give a penalty for this particular infraction. What infraction is that, you ask? Throwing objects onto the playing surface. So the commissioner kind of solidified this game management policy, and it was clamored for from some of the programs in the conference. I think it was, the vote was actually 15-1 when it came to teams in the conference. Can you guess what the one team was that did not vote for rules against throwing things onto the surface?
I would have to say a certain school in Lubbock, Texas.
That's right. This is the rest of the Big 12 being petty to Texas Tech. If you're unfamiliar, they have a tradition where they throw tortillas onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the Big 12 will now make that a problem if they do it more than twice in a situation.
Okay. First game,
do
they
you
get
like
a penalty?
This?
I do like it, but not for the tortilla aspect. Just throwing stuff is, you should be thrown out. And obviously we all know how dangerous it is, et cetera. The tortillas is not necessarily going to hurt. I guess you could take an eye out, but not necessarily going
to
hurt.
With the tortilla? We might need to work on your tortilla making if you take an eyes out.
Not necessarily going to hurt anyone. I think the first game they're going to get a penalty, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I think that this, we know college kids. Mm-hmm. When you're a college kid, you might not do the smartest things. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh. You don't want us to throw things on the surface? Well, I got some for that.
Yeah.
Boom, onto the surface. And then finally, I wanted to hit you with this. So Oklahoma fans, would you pay for this? They can now pay a pretty high price tag for the great honor of doing what, a lot of journalists get an opportunity to do, which is being in the post-game press conference. So there's packages for the first three games that are listed with the price range between $461 all the way up to $692, where you get exclusive post-game media access for you and one guest to see what real-time reactions unfold. You don't get to ask no questions.
Thank you.
You just get to sit there and watch the post-game presser that eventually, most times, is streamed, or at least you will get some
streamed
level
live
of context of. Why would you pay for this?
They want to be down there. They want to be down there.
This is how big college football is.
In the mix. They want to be in the mix. I don't mind it, you know, as long as they can't ask any questions. What was that girl's name?
Oh, Melissa.
The Easterbury girl, yeah.
Yeah, Melissa.
what if they
Hi,
do?
Hi, Melissa.
So you think that if they do get that, but they raise their hand, you think that they might be able to sneak one in?
Just sneak. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I probably.
Or just come in with a suit and tie. blend in a little bit.
I can't imagine loving my college team so much that I pay an exorbitant amount of money just to sit there and look at them and ask them questions.
That's how those stadiums are built.
That's right. And we get that feeling going with, I mean, the only real game of note for
the Aer
Lingus, in my opinion,
Classic.
Exactly. In week zero.
You like playing in the Aer Lingus Classic?
No, I do not. I'm not happy. Well, actually, I'm okay with it if it wasn't this rivalry game between number 17 Kansas State and number 22 Iowa State. On this Saturday, August 23rd at 11 a.m., you get your big noon kickoff with a Dublin game between Big 12 division rivals. So that's the big game that you have coming up this weekend. Excited for it. And in week one, not week zero, you'll get UH versus SFA. And you can be there by being caller number 10 right now to 713-572-4610. Win a four-pack of tickets to see the Cougars start off their season with Willie Fritz's Cougars get going versus SFA. 713-572-4610, caller number 10 right now. A little bit of college football on a Tuesday. How does that feel?
Well, it feels so good.
I can't wait.
Made my day.
Excited for that. And it'll be even more fun next Tuesday when we have some games and some things to react to as we go. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's circle back around to the Texans. Nick Caley talked a little bit after practice. Let's get a little feel for what the coordinator was feeling about his team, and we'll do that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.